The name of the best-selling book is entitled Embracing Menopause Naturally, Stories, Portraits, and Recipes. And we're going to talk to this extraordinary best-selling author. I'd like for you to give us your name. And then before we get started on your book, tell me about your family, because you talk about your family at the beginning of your book. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Alvin, for having me on the show today. My name is Gabrielle Kushi, and I'm born in Germany. And my mother and father are both already deceased. And I moved to America about 30 years ago. And one of the reasons I came here was to study microbiotics at the Boston, at the Kushi Institute. And that's where I met my husband. And we have a beautiful daughter. Her name is Angelica. And that's my family, small family. But I'm really happy with my daughter and my husband. We are really a great team.
What makes your method of approaching menopause special and unique? Why is your approach so different?
My approach is so different. I give women the opportunity to listen and read about women from different cultural backgrounds, from Asia, Europe, Africa, Native American, South American. I try to find a kaleidoscope of experiences for women, also for men, to read about and know about what is going to happen, what could possibly happen. And so that was one of my points I wanted to make for this book. Another one was that I really wanted to encourage women to look into embracing menopause naturally. That means looking into it as a normal seasonal change for themselves and working with foods and nutrition and spirituality and maybe herbs and songs and voice and with nature, with natural things, to embrace this so important journey for a woman.
At the beginning of your book entitled Embracing Menopause Naturally, you talk about this poem. I like this poem. Grandma Bone gave me strength. The monthly blood soon will be gone. Mother, there must be something else. Why did you put this poem at the beginning, and why did you use so many stories? Because you have a lot of stories throughout the book.
Well, I wrote the poem when I was going myself through menopause, and I'm starting to see what do I want to do, how can I help women, how can I connect, what is for me there. And I found that it's a very profound passage women go through, because the age they have, when they're going through it, they have already lived through a lifetime of giving and nurturing and connecting with other women through children or their family, their husbands. And menopause, when women go through menopause, it's a time to connect with themselves, you know, and connect also with the experiences that other women go through. It's a very profound spiritual as well as physical, mental, and emotional change. And so there must be something else for me, what is coming afterwards, after I have lived my life as a mother, as a daughter, as a wife, as a worker in my community, or, you know, whatever I did, what is the other point now where I'm going to go to? What do I need to do to find this, you know? And this gateway, you know, for a different experience. And I found when women really go naturally and working with the seasons and working with what's happening, what's right on their plate, so to say, physically, what they're eating, and also emotionally, mentally, spiritually, when they're really working with that and embracing it and looking at it and sharing it, they can find this. There must be something else. They can find that.
What is microbiotics?
Probiotics. Macrobiotics is a Greek word. It's like macro means big, large, long, and biotic means life. So it's the microbiotic, it provides a holistic approach for us living in harmony with nature, which helps support a healthy and peaceful world.
If a woman is also, while she's going through menopause, facing challenges with breast cancer and heart disease, does that and other challenges like that compound the transition?
Yes, definitely, yes. If you have any other challenges happening with you while you're also going through menopause, that will definitely makes your experience more challenging. And I know when women have hysterectomy or they have cancer and they have to take their uterus out, and the experience they have, it's a sudden menopause, the experience, it's very different. And it's very challenging for them because it was not a natural way of getting into menopause to do a natural menopause. But it's still possible to be able to spiritually and mentally, physically, and emotionally embrace what happened and further make inquiries about it and change it with good habits, with good eating habits and good lifestyle habits.
One of the best part of your books is the natural food recipe part. We can understand whole grains, soups, beans, vegetables, but what are some of the fermented dishes? Why fermented dishes is important?
Fermented dishes are important because we need to have digestive help, especially when we are older. Our digestive system slows down. When we go through menopause, the digestive system can slow down. So we need more fermented foods to help us to digest our foods, to assimilate it in the right way.
Another aspect is that you talk about a natural pantry. What are some of the things that we need to have in our kitchen, in our pantry, as it relates to these natural foods?
What you have to have in your natural pantry is very clear space, no clutter. You have to have really whole grains. You have to have different beans. You have to have sea vegetables. You have to have condiments which are really conducive for making your food and preparation easier. So it's a very way to have everything right at hand, things which you can store, which are tried. And then when you go shopping and do your fruit and vegetable shopping, it's much easier. You have already things prepared in your kitchen, and you can, for instance, pre-soak your grains, pre-soak your beans, and you just go and cook your meals, whip up your dinner.
Sounds like a good thing. Embracing Menopause Naturally, Stories, Portraits, and Recipes. Gabrielle, give me a closing comment. Tell me how to get the book, and then let me know about your website.
The book you can basically buy anywhere where books are sold, also sometimes in the co-ops, Whole Foods markets will provide it. You can also get on Amazon directly and order it. But you can also order it through my website, and you can also look into what else I do, because I help women to help them change their lifestyle into a way that is more conducive for embracing menopause naturally. The website is kushiskitchen.com. It's my last name, Kushi, like sushi, but with a K, and then an S, kitchen.com.